Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. Have you ever noticed how much Alaskans love their dogs? Well, times haven't changed too much, according to Captain Marchand, a French explorer who landed in Sitka in 1791 and recorded descriptions of local Tlingits and their dogs. In his journals, Captain Marchand described a shepherd-looking dog with long, soft hair, featuring a long, pointed muzzle, erect ears, and a bushy tail. Marchand stated that the dogs had thick, stout bodies with large paws and stood about 18 inches tall while being bold in the water. These dogs appeared savage, yet scarcely barked. Rather, they emitted a whistling noise much like that of a jackal. Marchand saw that the Tlingit developed a strong attachment to their dogs and valued their intelligence and courage. As is often seen today with dogs and their owners, the Tlingit's dogs were shy and wary towards strangers, yet often affectionate towards their owners. To make their dogs hunt specific animals, the Tlingits might split a dog's nostrils with a bear bone and rub the scent of the animal in the wound. Captain Marchand believed he could tell which animals the Tlingits used as hunting dogs, because the dogs used in hunting wore charms around their neck, such as bear teeth or bear claws, or an otter foot or a deer hoof. The Tlingit believed these adornments brought luck to the dogs, making them good hunters. Besides hunting, Tlingits used their dogs for packing. As well, because dogs were not fooled by the evil Kushtikas or land otter man's friendly appearance, they were able to keep this evil spirit away. The Tlingit considered it bad karma to kill even the most worthless dog, for killing a dog meant one would lose his or her own life or the life of a loved one. Consequently, villages would often accumulate many dogs, perhaps more dogs than people, because the Tlingit kept their dogs even after their working and hunting days were through. The original canine has been interbred with newcomers' dogs long since Captain Marchand and his crew returned to France. Today, Sitkans still have countless numbers of dogs with breeds ranging from Malamutes to Mongrels. The next time you see a canine riding in the back of a truck, perhaps you'll remember the long relationship the first people to inhabit our majestic land held with their dogs. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.